Welcome to the Pirates Overboard podcast. I'm your host, Justin Ostwick, joined alongside Jonathan Luters. We are two student athletes excited to sit down with fellow Pirates to talk about their experience here at the Hall and learn more about them on a personal level.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
We're changing it up again today as we really sit down today and talk about our creation story of this podcast as we get ready for the spring semester here of the Seton Hall calendar and of the Pirates Overboard podcast. I'm not going to divulge into too much what we're talking about today, so Jonathan, take it away for us.
Justin, we have a bit of a different episode going on today. This is our creation story. How we got here, how we got this Pirates Overboard podcast going, kind of break down the media landscape, to how we got scheduling with different guests, to how we got about the structure of the podcast, and really how we got it going. We talk about that story. We talk about our relationship with WSOU and how the awesome help from Kayla Fonseca and Mike Federico have been a huge help with getting this Pirates Overboard podcast going. We offer advice to anyone that wants to create their own podcast here at Seton Hall and how to use the WSOU collaboration to raise up the Seton Hall community, and any other advice in terms of podcasting and much, much more. So without further ado, our creation story.
Well, welcome to today's episode, Jonathan. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. We're going to change it up today. It's just me and Jonathan in the studio. It's the first time we've been back in the studio.
Yeah, for a while.
What, it's been a month? Maybe a month and a half?
Maybe
it's,
more.
It's been a while.
We've been on the road.
We've been on the road. You've been all over the U.S. I've been all over the U.S.
Yep.
And now we're back, and we're we're at the start of spring semester. Basketball's doing fantastic. Women's basketball's doing fantastic. Mm-hmm. Men's and swim and dive are doing fantastic. Baseball and softball's about to start up.
Right.
Tennis is about to start up. All the spring sports are about to start up here, and we're just excited to be back. So I say that we're doing something a little different, and this was kind of both of our little brainchild today was kind of talking about the start of this podcast. And it's something that we've had on our mind to kind of talk about, divulge. And I think it's a cool story because at the beginning of the day, I didn't know what we were doing. So I guess I'll start things off here. So we'll start on a spring day, as a storyteller might say.
In 2023.
And I'm working with WSOU, and I talked to my good friend Jonathan Luters is on the in the stands with me, and if you want to divulge into that, why you were in the stands, you just kind of broke it down for me now. But.
Right, yeah, so I was hurt. Usually I would be at the baseball team, and the baseball team was in Tennessee, and unfortunately I was hurt. I was in concussion for 2 or 3 weeks, but I was just getting back healthy, and I was able to go to the softball game and support them, and we were in the stands. You were doing the play-by-play on Twitter.
I was beat writing that day. I think they were playing, softball was playing, I think, St. John's.
Right.
I think our softball team was kicking butt,
right,
basically. And I think it was like 7-1. And I'm paying attention. I'm doing the play-by-play, of course. But we're sitting up there in the bleachers. And we were talking about baseball. We're talking about softball. But we also started talking about podcasting.
Right.
Like, I don't know how it really got up into conversation. And kind of from there, I started pitching you the idea, like, I want to start a podcast here. And your reaction was beautiful. You were like, gung ho.
Like, why hasn't this been a thing? Because we have the whole space up here with WSOU, who's been a huge help. We'll shout out all the people at WSOU later. Just having the space and thinking about, like, oh, I enjoy this in a podcast. It's kind of like a bigger up-and-coming thing now. I'm like, dude, like, why don't we have them? Let's do it.
Yeah.
And you're like, sweet, let's get this rolling.
Yeah.
So then you kind of like you already had the in with WSOU.
Right.
And then we did a bunch of like more behind the scenes work getting started.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that spring season happened, over summer, we kind of just gotten the ball rolling.
Yeah. And I think too, the biggest thing in that first, like me pitching it to you is like, we want to get student athletes on this show.
Right.
Like, I don't want to, like, I remember telling you vividly, I think it was a little convoluted at first. I think my original plan was having like 1 week where we just talk about the general landscape of sports and professional sports, and then 1 week where we talk to an athlete. And I think that would have been a good plan, but also a confusing plan because like going back and forth between pro sports, college sports, and that wouldn't have, I'm glad now, looking back almost, what, 6-7 months later, that, okay, we're at a consistent point, you know?
Right.
So then once we that softball game finishes up, we actually went, we mentioned this guy a lot, almost too much, you might say. Angelo Gingerelli.
Ange.
Our strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah.
Where he has done a lot of podcasting in the past, mm-hmm. which he does a lot of things outside of strength and conditioning, as he mentioned in his podcast, where he's going on shows, a little bit of stand-up comedy.
Writing books.
Yeah. He's writing a second book right now.
Right, yeah.
So we went to him, and that meeting was eye-opening because, like, me being a media guy and being in radio, in my head I'm like, well, you know, I'll just need some mics, need this, need that. Mm-hmm. I think we're set. And then Ange came up, and we had that meeting with him for 45 minutes, and
yeah.
eyes were open.
He just laid it out there, which yeah. is really important, and I think he said like how it was.
Right.
And sure, like, yeah, like, it's pretty straightforward. You need mics, you need this, you need yeah. that, whatever. But like, there was a lot more into, like, okay, you have to, like, I don't want to cut you off here, you can just keep it consistent. Like, yeah. doing, like, if you want to put it out there, like, put out content. If you're going to do an episode, like, make sure it's consistent, like, put an episode yeah. out each week and whatnot. And that's like, how you grow it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think that was an important first step, like, for us. And it seems like so far along ago, but yeah. also, like, really, like, right there, not yeah. too long ago at all. So.
And I remember him, too. His big thing was, like, you need to have a plan.
Yeah.
You can't just go kind of willy-nilly, like, oh, we're going to have this guest on today, but... No, you need to have, when are we going to have these come out? They can't be a Monday this week, and then maybe a Wednesday, maybe the next week a Friday. No, it's got to be a consistent day.
Yeah.
Obviously, when Christmas time, we changed up. Sorry, everyone out there. We put episodes out on Tuesdays, but we're back to Mondays, I promise. And sometimes we do Fridays now with the double episodes. But right. Saying that consistent plan and having a schedule in the sense of what sport when.
Right.
Like, and I think it makes sense now, but like back in May, it was like, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Like, don't put a baseball guy on in the fall when he's not even in season. Make right. sure you focus on those athletes that are in season because they're going to tell a better story of what's going on
yes.
in their season while they're in their season.
Right.
Plus, you get to, as we mentioned it a couple times, the podcast Good Luck Charm,
right.
where all of a sudden they come on and, whoa, where'd this come from?
Scoring goals, yeah, winning races. Yeah.
So we got to go through that. And then as we finished up, we graduated back in May, end of mm-hmm. May. And then over the summer, we were different states apart, but we made sure that we met maybe once, twice, three times a month at least.
Yeah.
Kind of just, okay, let's pick each other's brains. Let's see where we're at. And I know it's not a part of Seton Hall, but one of the big people that helped me was outside of Seton Hall was my internship with SiriusXM.
Right.
Like, just watching behind the scenes as a producer of, like, oh, okay, this is what goes into each and every day. Like, behind the scenes of this podcast, there's a lot more things going on than just us talking back and forth. There's a lot of stuff. So we kind of came up with the idea together of having two episodes where we haven't released. I have them on my computer. Mm-hmm. And just practicing back and forth. And we right. had your friend Zach Sylvester on in August and then my friend Walker Pera on in July. And just see how it went.
Yeah. It's more like a spitballing kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
For us, we could stop and be like, okay, like, hey, Zach, what do you think about this?
Exactly.
Or I think with Zach, there was more fluid.
Yes.
I know with Walker at the end, we kind of like talked for a while and Walker gives really good feedback.
Yes.
And he was able to be like, why don't you try this or do this?
Yes.
But it was a good time for us. Like, we kind of did a lot of talking. And this is something we'll get into more advice if,
yes.
like, you want for anyone else that wants to start a podcast, promoting their own niche of people at Seton mm-hmm. Hall. Like, we have a niche of student-athlete community here.
Right.
If you have a niche in some capacity that could help elevate the people at Seton Hall, like, the biggest thing if you want to create a podcast is, I think, just getting started.
Right.
And I think it's with a lot of things. But we had been talking a lot, and we're all like, we're talking and we're doing all this stuff, let's just do it.
Yeah.
So it was just easy enough. We had a Teams call. And we did it with Zach and Walker, and I think it was really good for us to get out there. But
yes.
all right, I think we can do this. Like, we got this.
Yes.
Like, even if it's, like, rough, like, we have a general outline. We have a plan, as Ange said. And we know, like, the direction we want to go with it. Like, we had, like, pillars at first. Like, with each individual, like, Zach had, like, the faith, baseball, and then his academics.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there was, like, three big pillars. And more or less, everyone's had, like, three pillars. So, in that way, we were able to kind of break it down, like, the structure of the podcast. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, make it be able to be loose.
Right.
Like, adjust it to way, oh, if they go down this path, if they talk more about their sport.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just worked out from there when we had James Boot, our first
first
guy in person, and it went awesome. Probably the best we could have hoped for our first episode.
For in person, because like the first two were on Teams. And I will say, doing a Teams interview, like for me, I think is more difficult than doing it in person.
Yeah.
Obviously, like in person, we can do cues of, okay, how can we not run over each other?
Right.
Sometimes we have our great sports director, Mike Federico, on the booth behind us adjusting levels and stuff like that, or giving us timestamps or giving us little messages like, hey, why don't you ask about this type of stuff, which is great.
Behind the scenes help, which is
huge. On Teams, sometimes technology issues, sometimes just kind of not purposely running over each other, but longer pauses. But at the end of the day, that's what the beauty of post-production is, getting to fix all that out. And once we finished James Boot, it kind of rolled. Yeah. It was just, okay, let's get the next guest. Okay, let's get so-and-so on. Let's get this person on. Oh, this person had a really good performance. Let's get her on or him on, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think the one thing, too, that after James Boot's episode was, okay, how are we going to get it out there?
Yeah.
How are we going to show people throughout Seton Hall that, like, there's a podcast about athletes. Now, we need a launching point.
Right.
And social media has been a big help to that.
Huge.
And we, like, at times it's just tricky, but at the same time it has helped us so much. And I know Jonathan has done a great job with the audiograms throughout the fall, and you're now getting into some of the video stuff. So you want to kind of divulge in what goes into that process for you?
Yeah, no, definitely. And before even that, I want to, for all the student athletes that went on the podcast and took like an hour of their time to come here, like, huge thank you to all of them, because that's making the podcast like what it is now.
Right.
And it's all about the student athletes.
Yeah.
But they had to take a time, like an hour out of their day, to come out here and do this. And they were all more than like, they wanted to be like, let's do this. I'm so honored. It'd be really, really cool. And everyone was so receptive to it. So huge thanks for that. And also to all the coaches and staff, too.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Everyone from Brian Felt, coaches, everyone, it was great.
And we're going to have more on in the spring, which is because after every episode, everyone said, oh my God, that was so much fun.
Yeah,
this was amazing. Like, I want to do more of this. Like, it's awesome.
Besides Ange, I think that was everyone's first time. Maybe Brian Felt, too.
Brian's done a few.
Maybe some other people. Like, I think I'm not thinking about, but more for the student athletes, it's probably one of their first podcasts, like being the guest interview, which is probably a pretty cool experience when you think about that. Like, this is about me. I get to share about all my experience. Now that they had that one experience talking about themselves, like, people know them in a different light. Like, you're interested into this or that? Like, that's all I am, too. Then hopefully that can, like, raise up the community together. I think I mentioned that multiple times before, but it's been quite a cool experience, like, seeing that kind of happen.
And just the positive feedback from anybody through athletics, like, hey, keep going. Like, this is really good.
Right.
Like, don't let this stop. And every time I've heard that, don't you worry. We got something for next week. It's coming.
But
talk about what you're doing with some of the audiograms and the video stuff that you kind of started on doing now.
Right. So, well, big shout out to Quinn Murtha. He's also one of our guys behind the scenes working. He figured out, I guess just through YouTube and piecing it together, how to make YouTube shorts or little small TikTok videos using Adobe Premiere. And through Seton Hall, we have the Adobe access.
Yep.
And Quinn just kind of figured out how to do it on his own, taking a couple hours and like just toying around and playing around. Like, and then he sent us one. I'm like, wow, Quinn, this is awesome. Yeah. This is exactly what we want. Because we can do the audiograms. The audiograms are great. But I think for what we want to do moving forward is doing more of the shorts, the video, the interactive, which is better for our overall social media presence. And I think we can post them on YouTube, too. That would all be better. So I'm learning how to do that now with help of Quinn and just toying around myself and looking on YouTube. And I think for sometimes not everyone would have the availability to listen to an hour straight up first time out go around. But if you see something on the social media page of a minute or 30-second clip that's interactive of one of the highlights of the clip, you might be more enticed to be like, oh, wait, that's interesting with so-and-so.
Yeah.
Let me watch the whole thing.
Exactly.
So that's like kind of the idea with the YouTube shorts. They're kind of more interactive.
Mm-hmm.
Autograms, not to put any shade on the autograms. The autograms are great, too. You get also a little highlight just of the audio.
Right.
Hence audiogram. But then YouTube shorts, the actual list of video. And that's been a cool process and a cool skill, and we wanted to talk about that, too, like learning skills. I didn't know how to go about podcasting and like hosting and how to ask questions. And I think now listening to other podcasts, like sure, listening to the content they're talking about, but learning how the host
right.
asks questions and how, like, okay, like, now I'm learning how to do YouTube Shorts. Like, okay, well, how mm-hmm. do I make YouTube Shorts even better? And, like, learning yeah. that skill. So it's kind of cool to learn different skills. So there's a long answer there, but
no. Isn't it kind of funny, though, now, like, when you listen to a podcast, now you're trying to critique it in your own little head.
Yeah.
Like, okay, how can we make ours now better? How can
right.
we divulge? Now you're not
different
even listening
lens.
To the podcast anymore of what they're talking about. You're like, oh, I missed that part. I got to go backtrack now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny to think, I'm not going to say it ruins podcasting
no.
for us, but at the same time, you're, like, thinking, like, I'll listen to this show called Talking Baseball mm-hmm. when I want to get my baseball news. And I'm just thinking, oh, like, how are they doing this? They're all remote. And that's one of the things, too, I want to talk into now. We were remote for a month and a half, like we said at the beginning of the episode.
Right.
What we ended up doing is, when, let's say, Jonathan, for Abby Wingo's episode, you were out in Oregon.
Right.
I was back in studio before a game. How we set it up here is I had my computer on next to a microphone while I was on another microphone recording the Teams call while the
yeah.
computer in the other room kind of recorded our audio. So, yeah, it's got a little creative. Maybe wasn't the best circumstances of technology, but, hey.
Made it work.
Made it work.
Yeah.
But, like, I think about, like, the more professional shows. I'm like, how do they get that to go? Because they
right.
all have mics and stuff like that, but
yeah.
it's three different audio streams. That's for a whole other topic of conversation. But I want to get into the station here as a whole, because without the station,
yeah,
there is no
yeah.
Pirates Overboard podcast. And one of the big people we want to shout here is Michael Federico, the
Absolutely.
Sports director here, who does a lot of stuff around the station, whether that's scheduling people for games. He does a lot of the basketball games, color and play-by-play. He does the scheduling for that. He schedules the rest of baseball, softball, anything that goes around in sports here at this station, he does. He's done a lot. Like yesterday's game, for all of you out there, they were doing the in-studio hits at BGR with these new shirts and stuff like that, with having like the hall line stuff at BGR, so it was more fan interactive during the game. That's brand new this year.
Oh, nice.
He's worked on that. He's gotten us beautiful new posters,
That's right.
beautiful new things and stuff like that, new equipment, and he's done so much to help the sports department out. And when we pitched this idea to him, he was jumping all over it and chomping at the bit. And I think the biggest thing that he's done for us, when we had our coaching carousel, spoiler alert, we're not recording every coaching carousel episode week by week. We did it in a 3-day span
yeah.
where we had Coach Tony Bazella on a Wednesday, and then we had four interviews on Thursday and three interviews on Friday.
Yeah.
And Mike, for predominantly all those, was in the back making sure everything was good.
He was there the whole time,
I think,
or almost most of it.
Most of it,
most
yeah.
Most of it the whole time, I can't remember.
Whenever he
yeah.
had a final, he went to take his final, and he came back, and
yeah.
he was helping us set up with our guests, making sure the coaches were all good in here. Levels were good. Kind of just interacting with the three of us, getting everyone to know each other, because obviously you know Shep and G, I know Coach Mitchell and Coach Sapp, but mm-hmm. some of the other coaches, just having that loose conversation and getting them ready to go on a podcast.
Yeah.
So he's been a great help. And then all the station managers and everybody here, like, I got to shout you out, employee of the month at WSOU.
Oh, likewise.
So, but, like, it goes to show, like, their support has helped us, everyone on the staff here.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's asking, like, Joe Morales, Spencer Gonzalez, to name a few, Brian Henderson,
mm-hmm.
Ryan Henry. They're always asking, who's on the podcast? Who's on this week?
Right.
They're intrigued, and they've helped us so tremendously. And obviously, our station director, too, Kayla Fonseca, who's also been a huge proponent of what we've done
right.
here. So so many shout-outs to them. And just letting us use this space.
Right.
It's one of the podcast rooms here, and it's a beautiful space.
It's
and
awesome.
It's only going to get transformed in the coming years as more podcasts in this space get to be done.
Absolutely. And I think you just nailed it right on the head. Like, this is an awesome space that WSOU lets us use. And, like, sure, like, right now, like, there's only a few podcasts going on mm-hmm. in this room. But I think for years to come, as podcasting grows and as
yeah.
people understand that, hopefully we can get the word out. Like, hey, like, use mm-hmm. this space. Like, help use, like, promote WSOU because of all the awesome stuff
right.
they do. But use the space to help promote your niche of people
yeah.
at Seton Hall, whatever that is. And I think that because that collaboration only raises everyone else.
Yes.
Raises everyone else up. Yeah, I think it's just been an awesome opportunity for us to do this. And
mm-hmm.
it's been a ton of fun learning a lot. I'd be like, just, I don't even know what words would be. I think this could not run without you doing all the stuff with preparation for all the editing,
mm-hmm.
Writing
you.
Layouts, the whole deal. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, don't discredit yourself now. Yeah, doing all the social media. It's a team, and I know everyone on the station. Hey, you don't need help if you get backlogged. Hey, we got you. We're here, and that's huge to hear, because there's been times where we're backlogged.
Yeah,
and I know, especially in the spring, I'll be at Big East for a week. You're gonna be away for stuff. That help is gonna be needed.
Yeah,
and we're excited to have it. And we can't remiss. We can't say all these shout-outs without saying WSOU is a Marconi-winning radio station. Best radio station in the United States in 2023.
Yes, sir.
Okay? It's been around for 76 years.
Yeah.
With big-time people. The biggest person that comes off the top of my mind, John Fanta.
Right.
Who ran this place for 4 years.
Yeah.
Now he's working at Fox Sports 1 and doing Seton Hall games and all these other games. Other people that are... Heaven Hill and who was a station sports director here, Wilner Lewis, who was also a sports director here, one of my mentors, kind of very low key helped me with looking at internships and stuff, but also was one of the first faces I saw when I joined WSOU this summer going into my junior year.
Awesome.
I'm sitting in the news because it was still during COVID, and what they did was, here's the DJ booth, and then there's the second booth attached to it. And the APs and the DJs couldn't be together still because of COVID. Mm. So they put us in two separate rooms. And I'm doing my shift at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
with this DJ who I know of, but we're not going talking back and forth because we're separate. And I remember just Wilner Lewis knocking on the door. Hey, Hank, what's going on, man? How are you? I'm like, hey, I'm Wilner. Are you an AP? Are you new? I'm like, yeah, I'm learning the ropes. He's like, hey, get into some sports, man. What are you into? What sports? Trying to warm up the waters of radio. I'm like, I don't really know what I want to do. And years later, when I was a senior, he's finishing up his grad work. He's like, oh, hey, how's everything going? I'm like, oh, good. I'm a senior looking to do this and that. And he's like, hey, go get him.
Yeah.
Go do it. And sorry, Wilner, we beat you in softball last year. But so many tremendous people here at the station. And I want to divulge a little bit, too, into the media landscape.
Sure.
Here, especially here at Seton Hall. There are so many opportunities here. And I think... when we kind of discussed before the show today of what do we want to dive into? And I think the biggest thing, a piece of advice I can say to anybody within media is stay consistent, and you got to put yourself out there. You can't just put the pedal to the brake a little bit and say, okay, it's going to figure itself out. No, you got to show some work.
Yeah.
And that's with anything too, I think. But I think with media, you got to really show it. So if you want to become a producer, a big TV corporation, or you want to be a play-by-play guy, you got to show that you can do it. And the perfect spaces are here to do it at college. I know we have Pirate Sports Network. We have the radio station here. We have the Centonian. There's so many opportunities where you can dabble in a little bit of everything. That it allows you. It's a safe space to make mistakes. I'm going to be honest with you. My first play-by-play game here at Seton Hall for basketball was this past year. Those first 4 minutes were rough. I don't know if anyone knew what was going on, but they were rough. I got into the swing of things, obviously, but going into it, and I figured it out. But, in my head, it was rough.
Yeah.
He's like, brand new speed, brand new tempo. But I can't then say down the line, oh, I want to be a play-by-play for basketball and say, oh, I don't have any experience with it. You got to show it.
Right.
So my biggest thing in media landscape in general, just put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Go do it.
Get started.
Get started. Do something with it.
Yeah.
And that's what's great about this radio station, PSN, the willingness to help you create and being able to have an opportunity to okay, I want to start a podcast. Okay, let's talk about it.
Right.
It's not going to be no, we can't do that. Maybe the idea needs to be adjusted, but it's a space where you can do anything.
Hmm.
So it's amazing.
No, agreed. And I think to your point, putting in the work and just getting going with it.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for that, and then just keeping it consistent. Because the hard part is getting it started.
Right.
Because once you get it started, you have to do a lot of background work. Like we were talking about beforehand with Ange and we're having that meeting with him, and then think about, all right, how we want to structure this all out, whatever. But then once you just do it, it's okay, then you have a bunch of stuff out there.
Right.
And sure, it might not be pretty, might be not be great.
Yeah.
I think James Boot was an awesome episode for us.
Yep.
First one. He was phenomenal and made it really easy for us.
Yep.
And then after that, we should do another one.
Mm-hmm.
And we should do another one. And do another one. And not for anything, we we both like we can both talk. Like
we
both
like we can talk.
And if you can't tell, we both like to talk. But it's been a good learning experience for me, like know like when not to talk as well. Because it's like, all right, like, it's obviously about the guest and we're both asking questions about the guest. But it's like, okay, let them talk. So it's been good like learning that skill. But it's been good because I really like enjoy it.
Yeah.
I really like doing this.
Yeah.
And it's like my point was like, all right, I like to talk, It's like, all right, now it's like tone it back. Like let them do the talking, like they're the guests. And then it's like, okay, like now we had that down, like let them keep talking and keep talking. Let them tell more of the story. And it's been a cool like learning experience I really enjoy because, again, it's a skill.
Yeah.
And like we can you might not think it's like podcasting is a skill, but behind the scenes there's a lot going into
so
that.
Much.
Like
yep.
with the editing and the social media, with scheduling. I don't even talk about scheduling.
Oh, man.
With scheduling, with doing rundowns, I guess just how to interact with the guests. Like there's a lot like that goes into it. And like subconsciously even you just get better as you do
it.
Like even if it's not like super intentional, you subconsciously like learn like okay, this is when I step back or this is when I talk. Like I don't know, there's a lot of skills that you learn doing it. So I mean, that's a little shout out to anyone that wants to do it.
And I know I remember listening back to the James Boot episode and I'm listening to the audio, and this could be just my ear. I'm like, oh, that sounds good for our first, but it's a little maybe not scratchy is the word, but like, I don't know what to call it. But now you look three or four episodes later with the editing process, you're like, oh, that sounds a little bit better audio wise. Mm-hmm. Like, there's something different. And I think you have to learn on the fly. You can't just go, we couldn't go into May and say, okay, I have all these skills down. And I'm
I have none of these now. Like when I say like I have like I'm learning these skills, like I'm still beginner, like right there.
Like, I'd say I'm like decent at Adobe Audition, which is the program we use to edit audio. There are so many tabs of things that I have not touched, and I'm like, I don't know.
But then we just started.
Exactly.
Just started and learning a little bit. Yeah.
Brand new at it. And I think like one of the skills you just shouted out was scheduling. And I think if anything, it's can be tricky at times because obviously we want student athletes to come on. We're student athletes ourselves. Okay, we have to manage our practices and our classes, but also the guest practices, classes, and whatever they have going on too.
Yeah.
And you hit the nail on the head before of them taking about an hour out of their day to like, okay, I'm going to take a study break. I remember with Anna Holland, I'm studying for a test, but like coming here, little brain break, then going back to it. Like stuff like that is amazing. And watching it all to come together where we've had some times where like, like we've had like these episodes of where like, okay, maybe we just interview me and you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, oh, we got our guest. Perfect. Perfect. And it works out like, I don't want to say it's luck, but it's like it all comes together beautifully. And it's so, so fantastic. And I'm excited for what is to come. Because obviously, like one of the things we talked about, we're done. We're done in a couple months.
Right.
And having this get bigger and having the next generation of
good point
podcasters through this podcast keep going with it.
Yes.
We want it. We don't want to let this thing die.
Mm.
Because I think, if anything, we want, and I think you agree with this, we want this to become, make our community, student-athlete community better.
Right.
And what better way to do it is have student-athletes talk with other student-athletes.
Yes.
And making that community even stronger each week.
Right.
And learning about, because my coach said it perfectly on Saturday, which was our senior day, is that this team is going to be completely different next year. It's not the same team as it was last year. 10 years down the road, it's going to be a different iteration. The same people that are on this team are never going to be the same again after this year. Which, when you think about it, it's pretty sad to think about. Like, you're going to leave, like this year, senior class is 13 girls and 6 guys. That's a big part of your team. But in our sense, look, we're losing part of our team. The team right here.
Yeah.
And we want this to look something different next year, but have the same impact of keeping our community and growing our community even more.
Yeah. It's like Pirates of the World will still be here with different people.
Yes, that's the goal.
But it's like, and I think you said it too, like we're growing the student-athlete community, but this is bigger than like ourselves. Like we started this, we had like an idea in mind, and we're doing it. But it's like, okay, we want this to continue on afterwards.
Yeah.
We don't want this to be a one-year-and-done thing.
No.
And I'm excited to see like what's going to happen with this.
Me
like,
too.
For years to come. We're trying to work on right now getting our next host and like trying to like ease them in and see like, all right, this is the process of how we do it.
Yep.
But I think it's going to be really cool to see, like, where this goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully, like, maybe it's not just two people. Maybe it's a rotating of guests.
Yeah.
Or rotating of hosts, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's, I don't know, like, we have, like, maybe four people on.
Yeah,
I have no idea. But just
yeah.
keeping this going, because I think it's a really cool thing that I think people can take advantage of and mm-hmm. use to their benefit. And it's a lot of fun, too. It's mm-hmm. a great thing in podcasting. Again, it's up and coming.
Yes.
It's a big thing now. It's only going to get bigger, I think. So, I don't know. I think it's bigger. This is bigger than ourselves right now because we did start and everything like that. But we want to just keep on growing afterwards and just take off. So.
And I, like, this is maybe not – I don't want to say it's a pipe dream, but I want to see 5 years down the road we're doing our own jobs and we can go pull up on Spotify, Apple Music. Oh, so-and-so is on with so-and-so athlete talking about what's going on at Seton Hall.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
That'd be neat.
That'd be really cool. So having stuff like that, just little things, and it keeps us connected because obviously whoever's next, it's like I've told you, I'm like, if you need any help with the podcast, I am willing to help.
Yeah.
If any sort of mentorship or
right.
just getting stuff done, like that's the goal in this. It's not, and it's an alumni thing too for us. Like let's say – whoever's on next, hey, how do you do so-and-so? How did you get so-and-so on? Who can I contact? Oh, yeah,
right.
Just boop, doop, 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 do that, done, boom. You know, and like helping them out and making this even bigger than we've already created it to be.
Absolutely.
So we're going to wrap it up here. We're going to keep this one short and sweet. And I know I said last week we're going to have another athlete on. I lied. But I think this was a really good episode for anybody who wants to get into media, whoever wanted to know kind of our story. Because I think a lot of people have asked, oh, how's this started?
Right.
This kind of summarizes it up, and I think for everybody out there that's looking to do stuff like this, is just like I said, get yourself involved. It doesn't hurt. There's always something to do here at Seton Hall, and there's always a niche for you. You don't have to be host. You can do something behind the scenes like production, post-production, pre-production. So many things to do here at Seton Hall, and I would just advise to anybody looking to get into it, like, just put your foot in the door.
Yeah.
See what's out there and just start making that little portfolio for yourself because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's I don't call this work. I call it just, hey, I'm going to the studio today.
Yeah.
Going to talk to somebody new. So
absolutely.
Until next week, we will have somebody on. Who knows?
It won't be us two.
It will not be us.
We'll have
us
another
two.
Person on.
Maybe Ange wants to come back on. I think he'll have a lot to say about things. But until next time, I'm Justin Ostwick, joined alongside Jonathan Luders. We will see you next time.